WDWBQ.
All right, welcome to the podcast. This is the WDW Big Q. I'm Jesse Biseglia. I'm here with Jamie Biseglia and also Nick Marquis. And we've got a question today. The question is, if we were given the opportunity to, well, we're being forced, I guess, to spend a year in the queue area for the attraction of our choice.
You wouldn't have to force me.
Right, yeah. Allowed, I guess.
Allowed, yes.
So, the area where you wait in line, also, if there's a pre-show area or some kind of show element to it, as long as it's before you actually get on the ride, even up to the your last footstep, right before you get on that ride, is included. So that is the only area you can walk around in. And you also have control over whether the show elements are on or off. So you can control if there's music, whether the music's on. If there is a pre-show or some kind of technical aspect, you can turn it on or off. So, yeah, you have control over whether the technical elements are on or off.
Okay.
And you have to stay there for a whole year. Oh, we're also saying that you can get a bed to sleep in. And also, to pass the time, a chair and a TV as well. So maybe you want to think about where something like that would go.
And I assume you can have friends over and party and play games.
We didn't talk about that. We said that the park would be in operation, so there'd be people around you, but your area is kind of quarantined off.
But this is it's like your apartment. So I think you can, as long as they can get to Florida, you can have friends say, all right, let's...
Okay.
Okay, so not magically dinner. They're in there with you, but they're paying the expenses to come down to Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so,
they can join you in your...
So what if there's just a park guest? Can you just say, hey, come on over here? That seems...
Then everyone would, of course, leap with the opportunity. I think it's cheating. Makes it difficult. No. You're a zoo animal on display that you can't interact with the guests.
But you can have your friends over?
Yes.
Okay.
So because if you can invite guests, it's like...
Yeah.
Know, it's just a lot of additional things to consider.
All right, well,
That would be awesome.
Maybe you have like 20 guest days where you can have friends over or something like that. Or you can give them a pass or something.
So... Right.
So, because you can't just have any old person over there, because you'd want the interaction. So I'd say, hey, you come on over if I could, but you can't do that. So
we'll say no.
Certain number of times your friends can come over.
Yep.
Your friends can come over. Other than that, I think that pretty much takes care of the rules and regulations for this question.
I guess I'll start off here, right? So we got top three choices. For my third choice...
Nick, what ride would you be on right now in Disney World if you were there?
What ride would I be on? I'd be on Splash Mountain.
Okay.
I would.
All right, proceed.
Okay. I have a question. The waiting line for the railroad. Can you see Main Street?
I was definitely thinking about this.
Do you have a view of Main Street?
Definitely thinking
about
this.
That is my number three. The Main Street Railroad Station?
Yes.
That's my number three. And I'm probably thinking the same thing of you. That's my number three, assuming that the whole building counts.
If it does, that's number three for me too.
Absolutely. Okay.
But yeah. I thought about it, and I was like, I don't think that's the line.
That's where I wait.
It can be, yeah. It is where I wait because there's no line ever.
Yeah, I mean maybe the queue is just considered the small area where you line up for the cars. But assuming it's the whole building with the penny, you know, the movie penny games there.
The whole upper floor, I think, will give you.
Yeah,
and if so,
balcony.
Wow. And you got the balcony.
That might be number one.
You got the balcony that overlooks the castle, Main Street, everything.
Oh!
Yeah, I know.
That's a foggy.
It's really
yeah,
good.
We don't know if that's the queue. If it is, that's a nice one.
That's very nice.
That is number one if it's true. But go on. That's nice.
Yeah, that was your question. Is the building the queue?
Yeah, it was really unclear as to what's considered.
Yeah.
What's my area if I were to choose that attraction? Because
yeah,
my 3B would have been the Great Icon of Epcot.
Oh, Spaceship Earth.
Oh yeah,
the queue.
I mean, there's inside and outside.
Yeah,
and being outside, looking straight up, especially at nighttime. I don't know, I just think that there's great sounds.
Yeah, it does go around the sides.
So this was my number three.
Really?
This was my number three. The downside is you don't get to see the whole ball. You just see the bottom. So mm-hmm. you'll be looking at the same, you know, a few triangular tiles. But you do get like the almost, you get like 180 degrees where you can walk around.
Very good.
I think this, a lot of your life is going to be about people watching. And this would be one of the best people watching spots.
People watching coming into the park every morning, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good.
I don't like this one. I feel like your accessibility outside is so confined to just switchbacks, to just queues. There's nowhere you can really chill out.
Well, it's great if you want to jog. Go for a jog. You got nice long switchbacks to go up and down. Get your because you want some kind of exercise.
I don't like this one. Inside is the mural's nice. I'll give you that.
The mural is awesome.
But inside is
I couldn't
not
remember
great.
If there's music, which is pretty big. Because was there awesome music near the mural?
Not
near the
outside,
boarding area?
I don't think. Oh boy, I don't
know. Maybe there's not. I think it works. So you have a little inside room, which is awesome because you get to play with the circular moving belt. You can put your bed in there. Stay away from the elements because it will get cold in January. And then most of your day, you're just going to spend outside just chilling. I like it. I like it a lot.
I don't love that one, but I'll accept it.
And it's the ball.
It does have that.
The ball needs to be on every list. Another one,
so that's your three. That's R3 is the train station, correct?
I would, yes. Yep. Absolutely.
Do you want to share your number two? Keep it rolling.
Oh, sure. Well, my number two would be one of the three mountains.
My number two is also one of the three mountains.
I'm guessing you have Splash first.
So it's gonna be something else. Let the man talk.
Here we go.
Well, my number two is Thunder Mountain.
Okay. Yeah. I go ahead.
Yeah, I mean that's it. You got. Well, it's not really inside, right? But you do have out from the elements aspect. You got pure outside.
The loading area is pretty much inside.
I do love the frontier land. Pretty awesome. Views of water. I think you've got some decent views. Am I mistaken there?
You could probably very see, decent views. Yeah, over towards Tom Sawyer Island area, I think.
All right, this is my number one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This did not make my list.
And I thought it'd be a surprise, but you're right. Agree with me, I guess.
That so. Is
with
a surprise.
It's all about the view.
Yes.
For me, it's all about what's the life. What's comfortable for me to live in for a year? The Old West, comfortable area. Then it's down to. Thunder versus Splash. Thunder has got an amazing view. It's up in the air, so you're kind of sitting out on the where you first walk in, and it's kind of like a zigzag up the hill.
Right.
That's where you sit, and you can see everything. That's what I was thinking, the same thing.
Yes.
Awesome view. It's got awesome banjo picking subtle music.
Music is nice.
Bum, bum, bum,
the music bum. Is nice and not... Yes, I don't think I'd get bored of it.
And you can possibly smell turkey legs, which is a huge plus. Maybe not eat them.
Wouldn't be a bad thing, yeah.
And indoors, protection from the elements. Got lots of nice indoors. You can even look at Thunder Mountain if you look in the other. There's some,
I thought we're talking about Thunder Mountain.
We're talking about Thunder Mountain, so you can
look at
the
attraction.
Go
itself.
Look at the ride.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got some water fountains in the queue. I remember that.
Some what?
Water fountains.
Oh, that's true.
Ooh. And, I forgot about that. That's pretty good.
And once again, lots of long switchbacks where if you want to go for a jog, some ramps.
I can just jog for the whole year here.
I mean, you need some kind of exercise.
Yeah.
I work in a cubicle. It's horrible just not being able to move. I just think you have to get out and do stuff, and there's lots of long places to run around.
Yeah, having a long line is definitely
a
big factor.
And mostly just sitting in a chair and looking out over the rivers of America and Tom Sawyer and Frontierland.
That's not bad. It didn't make my list, but I can't be against it. That was your one?
That was my number one.
And Nick, that was your two.
That was my two.
I'll share my two. It's Splash Mountain. I thought it was definitely better than Thunder Mountain for a few reasons. It didn't touch my number one. I like my number one a lot. But better than Thunder, Splash Mountain because, I do agree with just the whole environment. Just being in Frontierland is just a good place to be. Good place to just kind of hang out and look around. It has great... outdoor area, wide open outdoor area, because those lines, you're walking around these like grassy knolls, you know, so you can chill out on there.
It is good.
It's got the birdhouses where they're talking about Brer Bear and stuff like that, and of course the great music, and then there's a great inside area too. You walk through that old mill kind of area, and there's the caves inside.
Could I argue that that's probably one of the longest lines that Disney has in Florida?
Mm-hmm. It's an extremely big line,
very long,
yeah, which is very nice.
Lots of real estate. You get the frog. That's what I like. That's why I almost picked that instead of Thunder. You get to watch the frog.
The shadowy talking frog is key. Yep. Yep. He's like a show right there.
And to turn him on and off would just be fun. I don't know why.
You go sit up there with him.
This is why I didn't pick it, though. Because
it didn't even make your list.
Well, it was Thunder or Splash, and I was back and forth.
Okay.
What's the view you have? If you're going to just chill on your porch and look out over the land, what's your view?
Well,
Thunder Mountain beats it.
You can go upstairs in that old mill.
That's
type
what
of,
I was thinking. And what's your view from that spot?
It's not going to be great.
I'm not sure it's definitely not as nice as Thunder.
That's true.
Nothing.
It's not a fantastic view.
I don't even
view.
Know if you can see outside of the Splash Mountain area. That's what I couldn't figure out.
I didn't think too much about my view. Maybe I should have thought more about it. But, you know, yeah, you don't see the whole park. You'll see people coming in, walking by, wondering why the attraction's closed and why this one person's in there with a couch and TV. But that's about it.
It would be very, very good.
Well, that was my number one, as assumed.
Yeah.
I couldn't get away from that area of Magic Kingdom. That's why that was my number one, number two, right there. Yeah. Just love it.
Yeah. Our recent episode was which lands would you not want to blow up, and that was the most protected land for all of us, you know, was Frontierland.
Yeah. Yep.
I got number two.
Yes, you're number two.
I'm back in Epcot. I'm going with the American Adventure.
That made my almost list. But I didn't pick it because I didn't think you could get outside.
You can't, but you can open the front door and look at Spaceship Earth. If you prop that door open, you put your chair there,
all
that's
the
good enough
through,
for me.
All the
that's
way through
good
across
for me.
To Spaceship Earth.
As long as the theater isn't blocking you, I don't think it is. It might be.
Oh, yeah, we'd have to see
that.
That
would be rough.
Certainly indoors is nice.
Very
nice. Is wicked
nice. Very, just you're living at like.
Yeah.
You are rich. This is a mansion. High ceilings, marble, everything.
I love the upstairs.
You have amazing paintings.
Yeah, upstairs with the paintings. I love just looking at those paintings.
I know this is asking for a lot. You probably won't give this to me, but if the Voices of Liberty can sing in there, it's like number one. That would bump it up.
No, that would certainly bump it up. You're by yourself, I think.
Yeah, I figured that. There's actually, so another few things. There's an escalator. You can have lots of fun with an escalator.
Oh, with all the flags.
Yeah.
That's I fun. See. So you can have fun.
You're going to have a lot of fun with that.
You get a lot of exercise, too.
Exercise? You can maybe do one of the sliding down, like you've been seeing on YouTube lately, those people sliding down the side.
Okay.
You can... Once you go upstairs, there's lots of side rooms, actually. I don't know if you ever walked around.
I have.
But I've done this. It's always very hard to explore the upstairs. Easy to explore the downstairs, because that's where you wait for
half
an hour.
They move you right along upstairs.
But upstairs,
though.
They move you right in, but I always take as long as humanly possible to look in the side rooms. There's more paintings and stuff. And there's little tiny side rooms with chairs. So you can just... There's so many different rooms and little, like... It's very private. I mean, I guess the whole place is private if you're there by yourself. But you can go on the upper floor rotunda and look down at the bottom. It's just a very nice actual house to have.
It's a good choice. You know, you might get a little stir crazy just not getting the fresh air. But yeah, you open the front door. I guess that's all you can do. Certainly a lot of positives to that one. So that was your number two.
Number two.
Nick, your number one was Splash Mountain. Your number one was already shared.
My number one is Thunder.
My number one is not yet shared, and it was also not mentioned by anybody. I feel very strongly about it.
What can it be?
What can it be?
I was gonna say, give us the park.
It's in probably your least favorite park.
MGM.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I know.
Toy Story Mania.
Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Tower of Terror,
yeah.
For sure, okay. Man.
I thought about that a lot.
I did think about it.
Whew, you have it all. The gardens with the music. The music is great because it's just many different songs and it's real songs, but you know, just relaxing types of, you know, old crooning type of music. You got the gardens. You know, I could set up my bed in those empty fountains there. You know, had the TV there in that area. The big bopper is the lobby. You know.
It is.
I want to hang out in the lobby. But then you get the library. You could turn on that movie, watch the Rod Serling guy. You get the boiler room. You have a lot. You have a lot there. And,
the boiler room sucks. I'm going to say.
It's a change.
You don't want to be in the boiler room.
It's a change of atmosphere. Yeah, you wouldn't spend too much time in the boiler room playing around with the fuse boxes, and that's about it. But that certainly just hanging out in the gardens is nice. You don't get a great view of much.
What it was lacking for me was the view, and I don't think that you will see any street performers. I was trying to find an attraction where wait in line and all stick advantage of street performers.
You can see Bon Bon.
Can you guys think of one? I mean, I couldn't think of one
because
they're pretty much just on that one street. Am I correct? That takes you to Tower of Terror.
Yeah,
and Sunset MGM. Boulevard. So
yeah, that'd be nice to be able to see some of them. But nonetheless, the lobby, man, hang out in the lobby, you know, play some glued down mahjong there and sit in those sit in those cool chairs.
It is very like cobwebby though, right? As nice as it is,
it's not quite as happy. Yeah,
I love that theme to be in there temporarily for a ride, but I don't want to live for a year in this old, you know, crusty. I guess I could do though. That's my house.
That's why I didn't pick. That's why I didn't. Oh, your actual house is similar. Yeah,
I have cobwebs everywhere, but
that's why I didn't pick.
I don't
mansion.
Want it to be. That's why I didn't pick pirates. I was pirates. Very close to picking pirates.
I thought about pirates.
As plain as that is, but I love that theme. I love that it's a castle. I love the skeleton rooms.
Yeah,
but it's like I don't want to live there for a full year.
Yeah, and you know, a stretching room would be cool, and the Haunted Mansion queue is pretty big, but not the environment I'd want for a whole year, just because it gets you down after a while, maybe.
And I'd say that's kind of what pushed me away from Twilight Zone as well. But the garden is fantastic.
Garden's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll accept that. I thought about Expedition Everest because I just like the detail of that queue.
Yep.
But
that was way up there for me.
Another one that I had to mention, one of my favorite queues of all time, it really is, but not good for hanging out. I love the queue to Nemo and Friends. Man.
Yep.
I thought you'd be against that. You like that a lot?
I love that queue.
Yeah.
I just love that room.
It's a great queue. The first room where you're on the beach, or the room when you're underneath the water afterwards?
Under the water. I guess they're both awesome.
Under
the water mostly, yeah.
Yeah, I love that queue a lot. But no outside. If you can go outside to the sign.
Remember this one?
I don't remember this one.
You might have only done the original ride, the Nemo
have
upgrade.
Have you done the seas with Nemo in your face everywhere?
No.
It's good.
It's good.
I mean, I don't know if it's good. The line definitely is better.
Yes.
I'd say everything else is
the queue.
Everything else
is
worse.
The queue is better than the ride on that one. I really think
absolutely.
So.
So wait in line.
And it's a good ride.
My next attraction.
I mean,
the
attraction's nice, but the queue is just, I don't know, something about the queue. You start out on the beach, and then, you know, you walk through a doorway, and then you're under the water, and there's waves on top of you, and you see, like, the bottom of the docks, the, you know, supports. It's sweet.
That's probably better than the rest of the entire pavilion, I'd say. I mean,
the current pavilion. Not hydrolators.
The old school was better. The actual fish swimming in the tank is good. If you can have just a line to that, that would be it.
That's all that I had.
Oh, I had the stuff. I liked Kali River Rapids almost as much as Everest.
I
always liked that. Because you're outdoors, you got the new agey, you know, Asian music is awesome. I really, really wanted to put in Space Mountain.
Yeah.
There's not much to it, I know. But I just love the music.
It's a good argument.
Just the two different simple tunes when you're in the first room, the
yeah, and of course Star Tunnel. Yeah,
and
that was actually almost a drawback for me. I mean, I like it. I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm not against it, but for a whole year, even with the ability to turn it on and off, compared to other music that's around, I think it would just get too monotonous, right?
Which one, the burr 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 or the
do
do
do do do do do do do do do do do? I mean, all that land.
It's very ambience. It's not really a song as it is constant sounds.
I think you get tired of a song with words much quicker.
Do you know there are words? There are words to the Star Tunnel music. I learned that.
No,
there are words to it.
They don't play it.
No. But when that song was written, there's a version with
words.
We'll
have to play that.
I just listened to a podcast, and that's what they did.
Wait,
so we can't.
What? Disney is awesome.
Disney is great. Yeah. Nice work, pal.
Here we go. Now here we go. To the universe of energy. Jeremy Irons was hot and Judi Dench is alright. But you really can't mess with Walter Cronkite. Jeremy Irons was hot and Judi Dench is alright. But you really can't mess with Walter Cronkite.
For eons, our planet has drifted as a spaceship through the universe. We have been its passengers.
Jeremy Irons was hot and Judi Dench is alright, but you really can't mess with Waltz or Cronkite. Jeremy Irons was hot and Judi Dench is alright, but you really can't mess with
Waltz or Cronkite.